From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A powerful earthquake struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan Saturday, collapsing a massive apartment complex and killing at least 11 people, including an infant. Authorities say dozens are feared trapped in the building. Hundreds of people were injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the shallow 6.4 magnitude quake was located about 40 kilometers southeast of Tainan, where the damage was most extensive. The quake began shaking buildings at around 4 a.m. local time. Taiwan's Central Weather Bureau said several aftershocks followed. On social media and in news reports, some remarked that the quake reminded them of the island's massive earthquake in 1999. Saturday morning's earthquake hit while many were still asleep and seriously impacted several buildings and damaged others, including historic temples. VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Ide describes Tainan.
It's known for culture and for history, and there's actually some concern that there are some very old historic temples that may have been destroyed during the quake. But it's also known for high tech and for other industries. Actually, it's one center that Taiwan's leaders are looking to develop in the future. And most of all, it's known for its history.
That's VOA's Bill Ide. Representatives of the U.S., China, Afghanistan, and Pakistan are expected to agree to a plan to facilitate peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban at a meeting in Islamabad Saturday. This is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan said Saturday national security forces and U.S. drone strikes have jointly killed at least 28 Islamic State fighters in a restive eastern region bordering Pakistan. Local officials said the overnight attacks happened in Achin and Batakot districts of the province of Nangarhar. Achin's chief told VOA 16 Daesh militants were killed when missiles fired by unmanned American aircraft struck a vehicle and a gathering of the group in a remote part of the mountainous district. He identified the dead as Pakistani militants. Separately, provincial officials say Afghan security forces in the nearby Batakot district killed 12 IS fighters and wounded several others in overnight clashes. They say two civilians caught in the crossfire were also killed. The mosquito-borne Zika virus is revealing new challenges almost daily, especially in Latin America, where the disease is most prevalent. In Brazil, health officials say they found live samples of the Zika virus in saliva and urine. Paulo Gadella, a scientist at the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation, said casual kissing increases the risk of being infected with the virus. Brazil entered the alcohol-fueled carnival season Friday, a time when people commonly kiss strangers they meet at huge street parties. Doctors suspect the Zika virus is linked to a rare neurological condition called microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads. The White House says President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed in a phone call Friday that a planned ballistic missile test by North Korea would be another provocative and destabilizing action. A White House statement said the two leaders agreed that such a test would violate multiple UN Security Council resolutions. North Korea recently announced plans for a rocket launch following what Pyongyang said was a successful test of a hydrogen bomb in January. Tens of thousands of Syrians are fleeing their homes in Aleppo for a safe refuge in Turkey. They're escaping as Russia intensifies airstrikes in northern Syria against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. The Pentagon has released nearly 200 pictures previously withheld from the public that document prisoner abuse in some Iraq and Afghanistan detention centers from 2001 to 2009. The photos come from independent criminal investigations into allegations of misconduct by U.S. personnel, according to a Defense Department spokesman. 14 of these investigations substantiated allegations. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.